Jess in with you this morning, and every week we catch up with Upper Hunter Shire Council. And after a couple of weeks off, Mayor Maurice Collison joins me in the studio. Maurice, how are you feeling? Refreshed? Raring to go?
Refreshed, Jess, and back in the office for a couple of days and
Excellent.
Wondering where the time went that I was away.
Yeah. That's it. It seems to just fly by, and there is so much happening. Let's start with the council meeting last night. There were quite a few decisions made. Let's start with water restrictions.
Yeah, Jess, we decided to bring those water restrictions back in line, but it's very important, and I think those people during this time, they have really, really got the drift of saving water.
Yeah.
In all our towns, the water usage have come down. I know the weather's a little bit wetter, but I think it's out there that water-wise, that's the big thing. Mm. Just because you've got a big dam full of water doesn't mean you've got to use it.
Exactly.
And I think everyone's been very, very good, and I mean, let's hope that it rains, the dam fills up, and I got no problem with this water restriction staying where we moved last night into the future.
And is that something you're going to be discussing with Musselbrook and Singleton councils, to have some sort of permanent water restriction?
Yeah, I think Musselbrook or Singleton, I think they've got their meetings this week.
Yep.
And if they get down the same line, yes, we'll certainly be talking to them, all getting on the same page, because let's face it, we're mostly in the same catchment.
Yeah.
And work together and make it best for the whole everyone of the Upper Hunter.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Also last night, a decision made on RV space in Scone.
Yeah, Jess, I've been working on this for quite a few years, and, you know, there's community land and there's all sorts of land, and it takes a bit of sorting through to see how you're going to do this thing. But it came up last night, we made a decision we're going to turn that little area into a road reserve.
Yeah.
And then that can be, it's not going to be a caravan park, it's not going to be long-term parking, it's more a dedicated parking area.
Yeah.
So if you're coming through our nice little town and you feel like spending a couple of days, you know, it's going to be free of charge, self-contained, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And I feel like we've seen a whole lot, well, of course, we've seen a lot more grey nomads, to put them in a little bucket, coming through towns like Scone, like Murrurundi, you know, without being able to travel overseas, or it being sometimes difficult to travel interstate. Everyone's travelling locally.
Yeah, Jess, I mean, I went away in my caravan, and I was amazed the amount of caravans I saw on the side of the roads, probably not in the safest position to be spending a night. And that's where a lot of them do these days. They're self-contained.
Yeah.
So this is absolutely for that. It's a safe area away from the main streets and towns, etc., but walking distance back to the street. And I think once we get it up and running, it's going to be a great little thing for the Upper Hunter.
Exactly. Now, the Hunter Gas Pipeline project is something we talk about on the show quite regularly, particularly a lot of concerns about it. And one of those concerns is where the pipeline is going to go. And there have been some discussions had between the Hunter Gas Pipeline proprietors and council to have the pipeline taken away from private land and through farmland, potentially into more public spaces.
Yes, Jess, we've had a couple of little meetings with them, and that was our suggestion, to go down those road reserves, et cetera, et cetera. But at our meeting last night, we decided that we're going to ask all the landholders that are affected to come in and have a little briefing at the council chambers, and they tell us.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not sure out of all the farmers who's for and who's against. So the only way, let them come in, let them tell us. And if the main minority of people don't want it, we've got to then do our job and support them in that. So I think that's a great way to go.
Yeah, and it's a project that's been spoken about for years and years and years and years, you know. It'll get off the ground eventually, possibly.
Yeah, I mean, you can understand the farmers' angst on it all. And
exactly.
They've got the right to be concerned.
Yeah, definitely.
So the best way is for them to tell us, and then we'll go into bat for them.
Yeah, exactly. Now, there is a public meeting coming up for the MR358 road again.
Yeah, Jess, we told the people out around Merriwall we'd keep holding these meetings. I think the one we had here a few months ago, we can do better. And so this time on Wednesday the 21st of April at the School of Arts at Merriwall, we're going to have two sessions. One's going to start at 4 p.m. and the other one at 5:30. So it'll give different people different opportunities.
Yep.
They'll be exactly the same meetings. But, you know, we'll hopefully have a microphone there and make things a little bit better and inform them of what's happening and what's going to happen and what's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Fantastic. And make sure you register to come along to those.
Yes, that's very important to register, and it gives us an idea of how many's coming, and because COVID's still around.
Yeah.
And please. I mean, the last time we had a very, very good roll-up, and we're going to do it a little bit better this time.
Yeah, fantastic. And also the upgrade works on Bunnen Road.
Yes, again, this has been in the pipeline for a long time, but there is about $6 million to be spent on that road. and more now that 358 is closed. There's certainly more and more traffic on it.
Yep.
So that'll be done in two sections. I believe if it hasn't started, it's very close. The first stage will begin between Ollerton Drive to Sophie Creek, and the next stage between the Bunnan Bridge and Carr Springs Road. So again, to the people out there, it's going to be a little bit inconvenient because there's no doubt there's going to be a slower trip from Merriwar to Scone. Mm. But we've got to do the road, so they're going to bear with us. And it's unfortunate, but I'm sure when it's done, they'll all be very grateful.
Yep, exactly. And lastly, Morris, I did want to mention too, the state government confirmed this morning the sale of the Scone TAFE site to Racing New South Wales. Are you happy with this decision? What are your thoughts?
Jess, the Shire, as some time back wrote to the powers that be, sort of objecting to it. If that's the way that the New South Wales government have gone, I suppose it's our job as council to make sure, I haven't read the media release at this stage, but it'll be our job to make sure what they've said they're going to do for TAFE and for our town, we've got to put the pressure on and make sure that is upheld.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Morris, so much going on. Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Jess. Catch you next week.